response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, a pleasant Thursday to you. It is Al and Jerry in the post-game podcast as the boys have left the building. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Yesterday, as I was leaving work, and then walking to my car, I couldn't help but notice, I think I can easily pick out a tourist.
Okay.
Even if it's a single person just walking on the street. Not that they're looking up at the big buildings, not that they're in a group with binoculars. I think just in looking at someone's face, I could tell they are not here often.
Okay.
And I wonder why there was a woman who was on the sidewalk walking, and I was like, this woman is clearly not from here. She was blonde, pretty, but...
Wearing overalls?
No, it wasn't overalls that gave her away. There was something about the innocence in her face.
Okay.
That told me she's just here visiting.
Maybe. Also could not be a native New Yorker. We have a lot of people that live here that are not from here.
Right. So I'm wondering if you're not from here, let's say you're from the Midwest.
Yep.
Indiana, Kentucky, and you come here. I bet after a certain amount of time, your face would change where I would think you were from New York. Like, okay. I think over time, New York does something to your appearance wherein you fit in better.
It hardens you.
It hardens you, yeah. The smile isn't as bright. The skin isn't as smooth. You know how I love young, smooth skin, Jerry.
I have heard that, yes.
Yeah, it was just something. And then I started thinking, like, if I was a mugger, if I can see that, wouldn't a trained mugger be able to tell?
Well, you hope they're not mugging you in plain daylight.
Yeah, you're hoping.
I mean, you're talking about leaving here at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 10, like, yeah.
Let's hope people aren't getting mugged at 10:30 ever, but especially at 10:30 in the morning.
In this area. It seems like a nicer area.
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, not that anybody should ever get mugged. You get mugged at 2:30 in the morning. The hell are you out at 2:30 in the morning for?
Right.
10:30 in the morning, life is alive. Shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I also found, like, today when I parked, I have a certain street I like to park on. And it used to be that if something looked unsavory, I would be like, not parking here today. I'll go park somewhere else. But I found today I so like my parking spot.
You dealt with it.
Yeah, I saw a guy that looked like he was trouble. He was meandering. He was...
Talking to himself?
No, it wasn't talking. Like, looked like just trouble. But I was like, I really want this spot. So I really just waited till he got a little bit of a head start down the block from me, and then I got out of my car.
Well, the block you park on, too, there is a live security guard that's down the block, and usually there's police lately.
Yeah, I park near where the big post office is. Yeah. That police presence has been for months now.
I know. Every night.
Yeah.
Does that tell us something?
I don't know.
Are they guarding the post office, maybe?
Well, that post office is in the same building as the where you get your passports.
That's right.
That's where
that's
I think.
That's the other end of it, right.
So maybe there's some other government buildings in there.
Yeah, it could be. But I do like that having the presence
there. Me
too. You know,
I love it.
You feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and with the post office there, you're right. There's a live guard in a little guard hut.
Yep.
Gives me. I also like to pretend sometimes if I see like trouble on the street, just like somebody who looks on like trouble, I'll pretend like I'm walking to the post office so that if they were going to mug me, they'd go, oh, I was going to mug that guy, but he's going right here to the post
office.
There
you go.
And then I quickly pivot to go in the direction towards WFAN.
Did you almost step on the guy sleeping on the concrete this morning?
I did.
Which I do not understand.
I did. I meant to talk to you about that when I got here.
Yeah, that's crazy. I almost stepped on him. I didn't, because I was just so tired from last night. It was too late of a night. It was just kind of whatever in a zone. And literally, I looked down. I almost kicked the guy.
Well, it was weird because there was a guy sitting on the bench that looked like a guy that was just as if it was 10 in the afternoon.
So that's interesting. There was no guy on the bench when I came in.
The guy on the bench looked like a guy who was just like, oh, I think I'll sit down.
Take
relax
a
little bit. Yeah, he did not look homeless. He did not look like trouble at all.
Yeah.
He's sitting there. There's a man writhing on the sidewalk 10 feet from him.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's bizarre.
Very strange.
Like, I struggle when I sleep on my stomach in a bed. It doesn't work.
Right.
Even sleeping on my side, some of my shoulder hurts.
Yeah, my God, I'm getting that shoulder
pain. This guy
too.
Is on concrete.
Yeah.
I feel terrible for him, but good Lord, horrible.
Let me ask you this. I carry pepper spray with
weapons.
Me. Pepper spray is my main one.
Right.
Do you think muggers, people who are mugging people on a regular basis, do you think they're prepared for the pepper spray?
No, they're usually dumb criminals, so probably
they are,
not.
Right? Because I don't see them with masks on or anything, because you're supposed to hit them with pepper spray, like in the face, eyeballs, right. Nose, mouth.
Right.
But occasionally when I see people in a mask, I'm like,
I'm going to say no because they're planning on getting you by surprise.
Yeah, it's going to get me by surprise. Mm-hmm. Little do
that's
they
why
know.
That's why we've talked about this many times before, but that's why when I see a young woman running at 4 a.m. with earbuds in.
Yep.
Like, you have no awareness of what's around you. That's when you are prone and vulnerable to an attack, as opposed to someone that's, you know, heads on a swivel and... You know, you don't want to be caught by surprise. That stuff frightens me when I see these girls running early in the morning.
And we see...
Often, almost every day.
And it's the same girls.
Yeah.
So they're running the same pattern.
Same route,
the same
probably.
Time, same route.
Yeah. And that, all you got to do is just sit there and track her for a few days. You probably know where she's going to be and when.
Right.
That's terrible. It really is.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's one thing if I had a daughter I would never want to hear. Moving to the big city with my girlfriends. Oh, God.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Yeah. That would terrify me as a dad.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, some brother or whoever it might be would not want to hear that.
Yeah. My niece was living in Philadelphia. She's a runner. She got hit by a car. And then I think it took her a year and a half maybe to get back on running. Then after she got back running again, a hubcap flew off a car and hit her between the eyes.
Absolutely amazing.
And she just moved back to the suburbs of New Jersey. Yeah,
about time.
Like, good.
And here's another lesson. Stop running.
Exactly.
Buy a treadmill.
Especially running in cities like we see people running in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
That is just
And
trouble.
By the way, that can't be good for your back, running on pavement.
No. Back, knees, hips.
Right. All the joints.
Yeah.
Like, that's that constant pounding on such a... I mean, I know grass is not the best, but it's better than pavement, for God's sakes.
Yes, I would think so.
I know Joe Beningo used to be a runner, and I think... I don't know if he had a knee replacement, but he had a lot of pain as he got older, had to stop running because of... And he ran, and he lived in Hasbrook Heights. I don't know if he doesn't anymore, but back in the day, he lived in Hasbrook Heights, and he ran on pavement. On the street or on sidewalks. And he said the constant pounding was just way too much as he got older. He had to stop. That sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Because I think he enjoyed it too. Like, he liked running.
Right, imagine you're running to get in shape and the running
and
is what
you
gets you out of shape.
Yeah, yeah. I can. Well, it doesn't get you out of shape. It hurts you. Like, it injures you.
Yeah, it injures you.
And that's the problem more than anything. I think I'm seeing Joe next week, actually.
Oh, nice.
Golfing with him next week.
Oh, very nice.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
Earlier when I was talking about being able to pick out a tourist just by their face, why do you think it is in America? Now, we're just one country, but people are different in the South, the Midwest. They say Minnesota nice, that part of the country, the West Coast. It is weird that we have different accents and different personalities in the same country. Like, we get the same news, we get the same entertainment, we have the same Twitter and Instagram and radio and television. Why are certain areas, the people are nicer, the people are more polite, the people have accents?
I think the niceness has a lot to do with the weather, personally. I think the niceness has to do with how are you doing financially in the, are you living in a very expensive area? Are you living in an area that's a rat race?
Mm-hmm.
Like around here, especially New York, as everybody knows, it is very quick moving. Either you get out of the way or we're going to run you over, essentially. Living here is very expensive, so I would venture to guess most people struggle to make their bills every month. The weather blows ass around here for the large majority of the time. Even now, we're in the nice part, which is the summer. Is this weather nice? Today's going to be 93, cloudy with 90% humidity. Is that a nice day?
I would say that blows ass.
So, right, exactly. Point is, I think people are just genuinely or generally not thrilled with where they're at and what surrounds them. I think if you go to other places in the country where you get 11 months of nice weather, your mood's up. If it's not as expensive to live, you've got more money to spend. You do more things you want to do. And I think all of that goes to your overall mood. In terms of the different accents and stuff, I don't know. Is that where you come from? Like, do we talk different in New York because we are all basically came from overseas? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because it is very different. People in California, not that it's that crazy. The craziest one to me is the Deep South. And the very heavy country accent.
You're like Louisiana.
Yeah. But for the most part, we all understand each other. It is slight, but it's noticeable. It is noticeable. Like, I don't notice a California, and I have family from out there. I don't notice a California accent as heavy as a very heavy Staten Island accent. To me.
Yeah.
Minnesota, they have certain words that sound weird. Boston, the same thing. But for the most part, we all speak English. But I don't know where the accents come from.
You're making a lot of sense with the weather, like where people are more polite. The weird one is Minnesota, that they say Minnesota nice, and yet they have horrendous weather there.
Yeah, horrendous. I did not experience. I've been to Minnesota several times now with Rutgers. We went there for the Super Bowl the one year for a full week. I did not notice anything overly nice. Not rude. I'm not saying that. But it wasn't like, you know, there are certain places you go and you are greeted with like this giant smile.
And what genuine.
Yes. Well, Arizona was like that when I went to Scottsdale.
I agree with that.
Everybody at the resort was smiling. And it wasn't phony. It seemed genuine. The times I've been in Minnesota, they were fine. No one was overly nice. It was fine. I have found Texas very nice. In certain spots, they don't want someone from New York there.
Yeah.
But in like the Dallas area, people are great. But I never noticed that in Minnesota.
Yeah, I definitely noticed that in the Scottsdale area as well. And I remember thinking back then that it was because, like, I remember running into a Walgreens.
Okay.
And everyone was happy to be there.
Yeah.
Like the workers. And I thought, I wonder if that's because you can work in Walgreens and have an apartment.
Like, you can afford to live.
Yeah, like you could, like if you work in Walgreens, you could afford to live. Where around here, if you work in Walgreens, you can't afford to live.
Sure. I mean, I'll ask you this. If you take family drama out of the equation, because that there's nothing you can do about that no matter where you live. If you took family drama out of the equation, Would you think the biggest thing that has most people on edge, the number one thing would be money?
Yes.
And the cost of living and what jobs pay? I would too.
Yeah, that would have to be number one. But what's funny is if you have that taken care of, where you have a job that pays well, and did the next thing down, people, I think, focus on. So then what's the next thing down from that? Like, if that's taken care of, what's your next worry? And then almost like people then focus on that worry. Because there's plenty of people that have good paying jobs that are still miserable. Also miserable. Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
But a lot of that can come from their relationships, their marriage, their family life, the in-laws. That's why I always say you got to take, that has to be taken out of the equation, because you can get into a bad relationship anywhere in the world. I don't care if it's the happiest place on earth. If you marry a biatch, or a woman marries a bad guy and they make a mistake and wind up with children, now you are tied to that mistake for your entire life.
Yes.
And you could end up with in-laws that you can't stand or can't stand you. There's nothing you can do about that. So if I take that away, I think money is the big issue. I think weather becomes an issue, you know, and, you know, the other part of the weather too is, and you talk about the Walgreens in Scottsdale you were referencing and people seem pleasant. People aren't shut-ins. Like, when it's 32 degrees, you know me, I like doing things. When it's 25 degrees out, I still go. I'd rather stay home. I don't want to get in and out of a freezing car.
Right.
I don't want to park the car 6 blocks from a restaurant in Red Bank and have to walk all bundled up. It stinks. But in these other places, I think you want to get out and do things.
It does, like now in the weather that we're in now, much more pleasant.
Yeah.
It sounds horrible. Like looking back on this past winter and
horrendous.
Thinking about the next winter.
Yeah. I'll go through it again?
No, like right now if you told me, hey, next week it's going to be 25 degrees, I'd be like, I don't know how I'm going to get through that.
Yeah. Now what if I told you it's going to be 25 degrees next week and that's the start of winter that might last 6 months?
See, that I don't want to hear.
Because this last one was long. It wasn't 6 months. It was probably 4 or 5.
How do we prolong the summer?
You retire and move somewhere else.
Oh, that would do it.
Yeah, well,
you retire and move where there's always summer.
Mm-hmm. That does do it. I think if I didn't have children or all tuition was paid and I was at that point, I'd be very close to moving on and doing something like that.
Moving to a warmer climate.
Yeah, very much so. Or at the very least, because one of the things I think I would do until they basically kick me out is I love the Rutgers job, as you know, and I love this job. I can't stand getting up at 2:30 in the morning, and getting up at 2:30 in the morning when it's 4 degrees out.
It is killer.
Just hideous.
Yeah.
But I would almost like sell the house and have like an apartment here and a nice townhouse and a nice area. So you can go back. Kind of like what Howie Rose has done the last several years. He's got a house in Florida and he still maintains his house up here. And he goes back and forth. I believe Bob Papa does that now. That to me sounds very appealing, to have somewhere to go when you want to and not be here full time.
When it gets crappy out.
Yeah. Now with Rutgers, I got to be around here, you know, for, but there are gaps where you could go, you know, they don't have a game. There's a winter break in December. Great. Go wherever it is for 9 days, not be around her. You know, you have a road trip that ends on Tuesday. There's not a game till Saturday. You know what? Go home for 3 days in Arizona or Florida. It sounds phenomenal. Get the hell out of this bad weather.
It does sound phenomenal.
It would be lovely.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where are your options? You have Florida, Arizona.
I don't think I'm in for Florida anymore.
Yeah, I've lost interest in Florida as well.
Too congested from what I'm told.
Yep.
And I don't,
the humidity,
I don't know.
In the summer is terrible.
Now, where Florida is appealing to me would be if I wanted to still come back here summers, where my family still is. But that's also why I like Arizona, because the worst part of Arizona is the summer when it's 115 degrees, seems kind of nice to get away from there for a couple of months to be here with family and be down the Jersey Shore. I like Arizona a lot, as you know. I'm not really sure. I like California, but I got family out there, but God, it's expensive. And the flight's a long flight. I mean, yes. Arizona is too. Even, I'll tell you what, suburbs of Vegas are very nice. Very nice. Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
Building everywhere, building out and out. That would be intriguing to me.
Yeah, they say there's a whole part of Vegas that is, you know, bars, restaurants, things to do that are for the people that live there.
Right, and not for the tourists.
Yeah, the tourists don't go. It's like in the more in the neighborhoods of where the housing is.
So there would be one, and South Carolina is still one for me.
Yeah, that still sounds interesting to me too.
Yeah, and we looked. Remember, I actually put that into chat. It gave me three good towns when I put all of what I was looking for.
Yes.
So I have that saved somewhere. So those are probably the options right now.
And it's funny that Jerry, there's somewhere, somebody in Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, California going, I must move to New York City.
Well, that's the mystique of it, though.
Yeah.
We've also been there, done that now for the last 30 years. I've had enough.
You're right. There is a very big mystique around New York.
For sure.
And so many people want to live some amount of time in the city.
Yeah. Like when I go to Iowa with Rutgers, and I look at the cornfields and what they call their downtown. Like, I understand why people fly into Newark or JFK and they're in awe of this gigantic city. It makes sense. It's like, whoa, what the hell is this? But we've lived it and we're in it every day. I'm ready to get out of it every day.
Yeah, every once in a while, I catch myself on the ride in when I'm approaching the Holland Tunnel, and when you're going through the Turnpike Extension, and you see the Statue of Liberty, right? You see the Empire State Building.
Special for people.
Yeah, and you go, wow, I pass this every day for 25 years.
Yeah.
And you do take that for granted.
Well, but I think everybody does. So when I'm out in California and I see the Golden Gate Bridge, which to me is like, wow, that's cool. There's Alcatraz. Meantime, my cousins live in San Francisco. You know, my older cousins live in Walnut Creek, about 30 minutes outside, but my younger cousins actually live in the city, and they see that every day.
Right, that's their George Washington Bridge. Yes,
of course
it is. They go over it every day. Who cares?
They're like, oh, when you coming out? I'm like, yeah, when we come out, I want to go to Alcatraz and bring the kids. Like, ugh. That would be like them wanting to go to the Statue of Liberty when they come
right,
here.
You're like, oh my God.
Right, I'm going to do that again? Okay. Yeah. But I understand. We take it for granted.
Right. Anywhere you are.
Of course.
You take for granted.
How about the fact that you live across the street from the beach? I mean, people literally spend 3 hours driving just to find a spot to unload all their crap, to pay to get on that beach, to spend 6 or 7 hours, to then get back in the car to drive back 2 hours to somewhere in New York. We just had a beach day. You live a beach life. I'm sure you take that for granted every day,
all the time. Be like, ugh.
It's just where you live.
Yeah. Like, oh, I got to get my chair. Ugh.
Right. And walk across the street. Boy.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is. We take a lot for granted in life. We always will.
Anything that we see or experience on a daily basis about our life, we take for granted.
So the other day, a pipe burst near the golf club that I play at. So I wasn't aware of this. All I knew, there was a detour. I had to go a different way to get in. So whatever, I had to go to the bathroom. So I go in, bathrooms are closed. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, there's a bathroom on the course. Closed. I'm like, what's going on? So I go inside. They're like, yeah. It goes, pipe burst. The neighborhood across the street has no plumbing, and we don't have any plumbing. They fixed it yesterday, but for like 2 days, they had no plumbing. And I'm like, boy, it's that delicate. What happens if tomorrow all the plumbing is shut down? What do you do?
Or one main plumbing piece.
So, you know, my younger son who's 16, he's like, oh, you go on a tree. I'm like, no, I get that part. I'm like, and when you got to do the other thing, he's like, oh. I'm like, yeah, you take it for granted that all these things just work. But what when they don't work?
Well, I always think about the electric grid.
Oh,
that's the thing that scares me the most.
I agree. Anyone ever hits it, we got problems.
Right. Where that could talk about hacking into the grid, destroying the grid. I mean, we'd be screwed.
That is no joke.
Yeah.
I agree with that. That's actually frightening to me.
Yes.
To think about that stuff.
That one's frightening.
Very much so.
I don't like that, Jerry.
No.
All right, Jerry, why don't you say we do the warm-up program? Well, we'll be back here tomorrow, also at 5 a.m. for the warm-up program, and that is going to be on a Friday. So get ready to rock and roll all night and then party every day. So,
when you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.